欢迎大家到教会来。
It's always good to worship together as a combined congregation, combined church.
很高兴我们可以一起有合堂的敬拜。
I don't know if it's your first time here or you've been here since the very beginning.
我不知道你是第一次来还是从教会开始就已经在这里。
But we're going to learn this morning about what it means to be a model church, what it means, what does the characteristics of a church look like.
我们要来看从使徒行传来看什么是一个示范教会的一个特性。
Because one of the things in the vision of the church is to be a stronger community.
我们教会的其中的一个意向是说到我们要有一个更成为一个更健壮的群体。
And so we hope that we can do that while we read God's word this morning.
好，我们盼望我们能够来落实这个神给我们的一个这个意向。
So if you stand with me, let's read the passage today. We're going to read it first in English and then in Chinese.
我们起立，我们来一起来诵读经文，先用英文，再用中文。
Alright, 1, 2, 3. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And all came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together, and all had things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need.And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. All right, let's read this in Chinese now.
我们起来念。他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物供用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切地在店里，且在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
You may have a seat. 请坐。
大家请坐。
If you're following along, just 3 points this morning. Characteristics of a model church.
今天我们会从三点来看什么是一个示范教会的特性。
One is to be a devoted church.
第一个是要一个是一个忠实的教会。
Second is to be an awe-filled church.
第二是成为一个敬畏的教会。
And the third point is overflowing church.
第三个是讲到充满的教会。
Let me pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Dear Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you might work in our hearts to help us to listen to what you have to say to us this morning.
神啊，我们求你让我们真是能够今天能够来聆听你要对我们说的话语。
Teach us to know how to be a stronger community.
教导我们怎么样成为一个更健壮的群体。
Thank you, Lord, that we get to do this together.
谢谢主，你可以让我们能够在这里一起。
And you get to help us along the way.
是你自己。从头到尾都再来帮助我们。
We pray this in Christ's name.
祷告是奉靠主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we think church is just for me.
很多时候我们想到教会只是为了我。
It's easier instead of looking at what a model church is, looks like, what maybe what a model church does not look like.
很多时候我们也许可以看看什么是一个示范教会不应该有的样子。
So what does the me church look like?
很多时候我们看到教会是怎么样。
So this reminded me like 10 years ago when I saw this video, I thought it was pretty funny.
在10年前我看到一个视频觉得是很有意思。
And this is the me church.
这是讲到以我为中心的教会。
This person starts off, I can't wake up to church early enough.
这个人一开始是说我今天早晨我没有办法早起。
And then it shows this other person from church, we have a church service just for you.
然后就另外一个画面讲到这个教会里面就说我们有一个敬拜的是专门是为你设计的。
I would go to church if there was a church at the stadium.
我想要去是体育场那样子的一个教会。
And the church would say, we planted a church just for you at the stadium parking lot.
同样的另外一个画面就是说这个教会就说我们就是为你设计的一个这样子的一个教会。
Then the person said, oh, I'm really hungry.Sundays, I like to eat a nice brunch.
有人说我礼拜天我早晨是非常饿，我希望能够 早餐有可以吃。
And then the same person goes, we have a church for you.
然后同样的另外一个画面，在教会里面就说，同样我们教会里面就有为你设计有早餐。
Our Sunday brunch comes with wine.
我们的早餐有葡萄酒。
Anyways, there is some truth behind sometimes the church meeting our needs, right?
是的啊，在教会要供应啊，我们的需要在某方面是这是确实的。
Maybe it's to understand the Bible.
帮助我们去了解圣经。
Maybe it's to help with accountability.
帮助我们互相能够问责。
Maybe it's to grow our relationship with God.
让我们能够跟神的关系里面能够成长。
And then there's special needs, right?
当然还有一些特别的需要。
We need counseling in a particular area of our life.
我们在生活当中啊，有一些问题，我们需要一些辅导。
Maybe we need food or clothing as well.
我们需要食物，我们需要衣服。
But ultimately, the goal of church is to what? Glorify God.
但是最终教会存在的目的是为了要荣耀神。
It's not about us, but it's all about God.
不是为了我们，而一切都是为了神。
It's not like saying, "Behold, look at all the people." Right? The song we sang. Do you imagine if it said, "Behold, look at the people"?
并不是说我们看啊所有的人，台下的人。
But instead, the song says, "Behold our God."
就像诗歌我们刚才所唱的一样，看啊天上的神。
And so I hope that this morning we'll be able to behold our God. And so one of the first things we
need. 今天从这经文了解，我们可以看见神。
One of the first things is to learn how to be a devoted church.
首先，我们要成为一个是忠实的一个教会。
What does it mean to be devoted?
忠实是什么意思呢？
Devotion by definition means to be loving or loyal to something consistently over time.
按照定义来说的话，忠实就是说经年累月的能够对是有忠诚的爱，还有非常的忠诚。
Especially when things are difficult.
特别是在面对困难的时候，仍然能够坚持不懈。
I think when I first did this message back in 2010, the Cubs, when I lived in Chicago, the Cubs still have not won the World Series yet.
我记得我在2010年的时候，我第一次讲到，
芝加哥的那个棒球队 ，Cubs， right， 北边的队 ，right， 还没有赢 World Series， right， they win World Series。
芝加哥的棒球队那时候还没有赢过世界杯。
That's okay. We have another team in town this morning. Okay, apparently in town this morning called the Cleveland Browns. Anyone here heard of them？
如果你们不了解的话，没有关系。在这个礼拜有另外一个球队来到我们匹兹堡。
Pastor Rich says boo。That should be the response. Pastor Josh is saying, yeah! Just kidding, just kidding. Oh, sorry, no.
他们对这个球队有不同的反应。
No, but it takes devotion, right? I mean, the Browns are in town. If you're a Cleveland Browns fan, okay, none of you are, because you're all from Pittsburgh.
我们都是匹兹堡球队的球迷。如果你是克利夫兰这个布朗的那个足球队的球迷的话。
But if you were a Browns fan, you would be, if you were devoted,You would still be a Browns fan, even though, despite losing every single season for the last 40 years, you would still wear proudly orange and brown.
如果你是一个忠诚的一个布朗球队的球迷的话，虽然过去40年从来都没有打赢过，没有赢过有个胜的球赛的话，球季的话，你仍然会很骄傲的穿着这个橘色的球衣。
And even if you think maybe that because the Browns theoretically moved to Baltimore and then won a championship, you would say that you won a championship, really.
如果你是真的是布朗斯中心的球迷的话，虽然这个球队后来被卖到那个 Baltimore 的话，他们后来拿到冠军，你仍然说是我们拿到冠军。
But that's not the case. You're still the Browns and you still have not won in 40 years, at least.
但不管怎么样，如果你是一个布朗斯的球迷的话，你仍然忠心的支持这个球队。
But that's okay because if you're devoted, you would still support who? The Browns.
如果你是很忠诚的对这个球队忠心的球迷，你仍然支持这个球队。
So Pittsburgh Steelers fans, even though we haven't won in like 10 years, it's okay.
同样的，对我们钢铁人队，我们虽然可能过去十年都没有赢过
，You need to be devoted.
我们仍然要对这个球队忠诚。
Wear your black and gold proudly.
什么是你这个黑黄的球衣呢？
But no, all kidding aside, the church of Acts, they were a devoted church, right?
但是同样的，我们在《使徒行传》里面第二章里面所看到的，当时的教会，他们却是一个忠实的教会。
And they were devoted to God.
他们对神的话语忠实。
If you think about it, we're all devoted to something.
当我们对一个东西很忠实的时候
，Some people might be devoted to working out.
很多人是对锻炼很忠实。
You work out because you want to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger.
因为你想要有个健美的身材，像阿诺一样。
I wrote that.I didn't tell him. I just wanted to see how Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be translated Chinese.
阿诺的身材。
No, no. And some people, they're devoted to studying really hard.
有些人呢是很致力于就是好好的学习。
They want to be smart. They want to be intellectual.
他们要很聪明，很有智慧。
They want to have future jobs.
他们希望将来有很好的工作。
All-nighters are not a problem.
即使是整夜的通宵也没有问题。
Now some other people, they're devoted to certain relationships.
有些人是致力于就是忠诚于他们的关系
，perhaps a girlfriend or boyfriend，
不论是男朋友或者是女朋友
，perhaps it's their wife or husband，
他们的妻子他们的先生。
I've never heard they were devoted to a husband or wife. Usually, I hear devoted to significant other more.
我很比较更多的听到是他们是对他们的另外一半忠诚。
But sometimes people are devoted to their kids.
很多时候呢，我们却是对我们的小孩很忠诚。
So sometimes their motto is.Happy life, happy wife.
有人说，只要你有快乐的太太，你就会有一个快乐的生活。
Life moves and flows, however, sometimes if you are a parent with their kids.
同样的，在我们的生活里面，当我们面对的小孩也是一样。
So my motto is happy kids, happy life.
所以有快乐的孩子们，你就会有快乐的一生。
See, really, devotion is not the issue.
所以其实我们要忠实的、忠诚的，并不是一个问题。
We're all devoted to something.
我们一定都会某些事情，我们很忠诚、很忠实。
We all love something.
我们都喜欢某些事情。
But the question is, are we really devoted to that something?
问题是我们是不是对我们觉得很重要的事情，我们是否有忠实
？Take for example the church.
拿教会作为一个例子。
Sometimes people ask, "How devoted are you?"
有时候有人就会问你对教会你是如何的忠实
？Not meaning to this building, but to the people. How devoted are you to the people?
不是指的不是对这个教堂忠实，而是对这个教会里面的人忠实。
Are you devoted to everyone in this church?
你是否是对教会里的每一个人都是很忠实
？However young they might be and however old they might be，
不论他们多年轻或者他们年纪多大。
Are you devoted to them even though they may have done something wrong to you？
我们是否即使是一个人他做了一些得罪你的事情你仍然对他忠实
How devoted are you?
你是一个如何忠实的人
Because usually what we're asking is If I'm devoted to this person Will this person be devoted back to me?
我们很多时候想到这个问题是我对一个人忠实的时候也马上就是期盼这个人也是忠实的回应我
Let me phrase in a different way that we probably understandIf I love that something, will that person or something love me in return?
当我们想要去爱别人的时候，第一个想到是对方也会这样爱我吗
？Now the church in Acts here is, says they're devoted to God.
在使徒行传第二章里面，我们所看到是当时的教会是对神忠实。
And they're devoted to God in four things.
他们在四件事情上表明他们对神的忠实。
The Word of God, fellowship, breaking of bread, and to prayer.
对神的话语，他们对团契的交流对擘饼还有祷告，这四件事情，他们对神忠实。
Says here they were devoted to the apostles' teaching, the Old and the New Testament. See, the key to a strong church was that they were devoted to the Word of God.
他们说到他们是恒心遵守使徒的教训，他们对神的话语的教导非常的忠实。
They are devoted to koinonia or fellowship.
Koinonia 这个字是讲到是团契交流的意思。
Means contribution.
彼此都有贡献。
Next, they were devoted to breaking of bread.
然后也说到他们在擘饼上面也是很忠实。
Not just to taking the Lord's Supper, but to actually meeting each other.
不光是在一起同在一起举行圣餐，也是讲到他们彼此真的是用吃饭互相的交流。
They basically had a Thanksgiving meal every single day.
所以他们感恩的聚餐是每一天都在进行。
Why? Because they were remembering God's grace. They were remembering what they should be thankful for.
因为他们这样子能够纪念啊神啊神的恩典，能纪念他们可以为什么事情来感恩。
They were remembering Jesus.
他们能够一起来纪念耶稣基督。
And they were remembering Jesus's return.
他们也记能够记得耶稣基督会再来。
Fourth, they were devoted to prayer.
然后他们也很忠实的去在祷告这件事情上也是忠实。
They spent actively time listening to God.
他们主动把时间分别出来来聆听神的话，神要对他们说的话。
And when you put these four things together, the engine of the church.
他们把这事情致力于在这上面忠实的，所以成为他们这个教会的引擎。
So, if you were to look at our church, how do you think the engine's working?
来看看我们的教会，我们教会的引擎是如何。
Hopefully you would see that it is going very well. It's already on fire.
盼望我们可以看到在这个教会里面我们这引擎也是运转的，我们的火不断的在烧旺。
If it's not, if you see that our church is not on fire,
如果我们看到教会不是火热的话，
maybe it's because we need to remember more of something.
也许我们要知道我们在哪些事情上面我们并
没有
重视。
Remembering to receive God's grace more.
我们要去记得，我们要更多的来记得啊，神给我们的恩典。
That we need to remember and remind others about God's grace.
我们要互相的提醒。
We need to give grace to someone else.
我们彼此互相提醒，我们从神那里受的恩典，也彼此来分享给别人啊恩典。
And we need to go and communicate God's grace with others.
我们要带着神的恩典进入到这个群体当中。
Ecclesia or church.
在教会原文的这个意思
means we are to be called out.
意思是说是呼召出来的一群人。
That we are people called out of sin.
我们是一群从罪恶当中被呼召出来的一群人。
And brought into the light by Jesus.
然后被带入到透过耶稣基督进入到光明的国度里。
So we need to remember this amazing grace that we have through Jesus Christ.
我们要记得透过耶稣基督所得到的这个奇异的恩典。
And then to live out this life to its fullest.
所以我们要在我们的生活中能够活现出来，而且是充满。
So we need people in our lives to remind us to get out of this sin and into God's grace.
所以我们在我们的生命当中，要有这样的人能够记得，就是能够把这样的恩典啊，能够带出去。
See, the great thing about church is to remind us that we're not alone.
所以教会给我们的一个提醒就是，我们不是独自。
We're not lone rangers.
我们并不是独行侠。
We are not Iron Man.
我们也不是。
铁人 yeah,
超级英雄
We're not superheroes, really, right?
我们不是这些超级英雄
We can't do it ourselves.
我们不能单靠我们自己
We need each other.
我们需要彼此
I mean, look around. Do you see that you need each other?
我们看看前后左右看看我们有没有彼此的需要
How do you know if you belong to a church?
你怎么知道你在一个教会里面你是被需要的
Or sometimes maybe don't belong to a church.
或者是你不属于这个教会。
Here's how you know.
我们可以从这几点来看看。
If something happens to you,
如果一件事情发生在你的身上
does someone else know? Does someone else know?
别人知道。
If you haven't gone to church, let's say,
你已经有一阵子没来教会了。
Someone will know and then they'll reach out to you.
有些人会注意到你已经有一阵子没来教会了，所以呢，他就来找你。
If this is happening, there's devotion.
如果你有这样事情发生在你身上，表示这是你这个教会是忠实，在你身上是忠实。
If it's not, then we need to create this devotion.
如果不是的话，那我们要想想看，我们是否有在这些人身上有忠实。
Okay. So sometimes, as we meet together, back in the day, as we read God's word, they usually met at least once a week.
过去我们可能至少一个礼拜我们会聚在一起一起来读神的话。
But when we look at God's word even more carefully, it looks like because they have festivals and other feasts that they were actually meeting more than once a week.
但我们仔细看的话，从这些经文里面所看到的，他们当时的教会不光是一个礼拜聚在一起，他们甚至是超过一次以上。
If you live around Squirrel Hill, you'll notice that a lot of the Jewish community during the Jewish festivals they meet every single day. They're out there walking, right?
那如果我们从在住在 松鼠山的话，我们看到这些犹太人呢，他们其实他们所见面的不是一个礼拜才一次，他们几乎天天都在见面。
Now the Church of Acts they met every day.
所以在使徒行传里面的教会，让我们看到是他们每一天啊，他们都啊相聚在一起。
They wanted to meet because they wanted to grow. They wanted to meet because they needed each other. They wanted to meet because they wanted to remember God's grace.
他们聚在一起，因为他们知道他们彼此需要。他们聚在一起是因为他们想要成长。他们聚在一起是要纪念啊神给他们的恩典。
They wanted to remember Jesus.
他们要一起纪念主耶稣基督。
So that's my hope, and our hope is that we want to meet with each other constantly.
这也是啊我们的盼望，我们能够常常聚在一起。
Second point is, what does it mean to be a devoted church? Is to mean an awe-filled church.
除了我们要成为一个是忠实的教会，我们要成为一个敬畏的教会。
Awe doesn't mean awe.
敬畏不是就是。
Awe doesn't mean to be cute.
敬畏不是觉得很可爱。
Awe means to have this reverential respect, right? It's mixed with this fear and wonder. Awe.
敬畏是讲到一个充满一个敬畏的心，这里面带有很奇异、惊讶，但也带有恐惧。
They were in awe of God, right? Because of what God was doing through the apostles.
因为他们从使徒里身上能够看到，这是一个敬畏神、敬畏让人敬畏的神。
So, why doesn't God do this work, many miracles and wonders today, maybe?
为什么今天神没有继续的行许多的这些神迹奇事呢？
Now, if I saw these wonders and miracles, I would be in awe of God too.
我们可能会想，如果我看到这些神迹奇事的话，我就会有敬畏。
Do I believe in miracles?
我是否相信有神迹呢？
Or shall we say instead of miracles, we say God's work, working of God.
或者是神至今仍然是在做工呢？神迹就是讲到神是否至今仍然在做工。
Yeah, absolutely, we believe.
当然，我们完全相信神至今仍然做工，他是行神迹的神。
Does God still perform them? Yes.
神至今到今天还在行这些神迹吗？
是的。Why aren't there any more miracles today?
为什么今天没有看到许多这些神迹奇事呢？
Who's to say that they're not being performed at all right now?
为什么会说神今天没有做这件事情呢？
God didn't stop performing miracles and wonders.
事实上，神从来没有停止行神迹奇事。
The better question might be to ask, why are the miracles there?
更好的问题应该是问神迹奇事是什么。
So why are the miracles there?
什么是神迹奇事呢？
It's to reveal God.
而是把神彰显出来。
It's to reveal Himself.
是把他自己显现出来。
See, sometimes, people in places that don't have the word of God, God needs to reveal Himself.
有的时候，有些人他们在没有神的话语在他们当中，神就显现让他们看见神的话语。
For us, we have the Bible.
对我们来说，我们已经有神的话语，就是圣经。
And as we read the Bible, we read that we read more about who God is.
当我们在读圣经的时候，我们就看到神他是什么样的一位神。
And God wants to mature us in His word.
他要透过我们来彰显。
Here's an illustration. Anybody own IKEA furniture here? IKEA furniture?
有多少人有,
Raise your hand. It's okay, it's okay if you own IKEA.
IKEA 的这家具。
Wow, that's not a lot. Wow, I'm surprised. Okay, so I have IKEA furniture. Those who own IKEA furniture know how long it takes to make IKEA furniture, right?
你们有 IKEA 的这些家具的话，你们知道要花多少时间能够把它装起来，组装起来。
In IKEA furniture, they give you a box.
你买一个 IKEA 的家具的时候，他给你一个箱子
，with pieces of wood in it and one piece of paper with instructions.
这里面有很多的这些木头，然后有一张纸。
And unlike this piece of paper right here that has a bunch of words on it, it's just a bunch of pictures.
在里面你所看到不是有很多的文字叙述描述，而是就是有很多的图片。
And it has just letters like A B C D E F G.
然后这些图片上面就有这些 A B C D 的这个。
And it says A goes into B. Take B and put it on side and fit D into C.
你要先把第一块放在哪里，然后接着下一步怎么做。
And then somehow it works.
有的时候呢，你可以完成。
And then you go and show, like, let's say I build and I show my wife, and my wife looks at it and goes, the holes look like they're backwards.
那就好像我组装好了以后，让我太太看，我太太就说，这个上面的这个洞好像是反了。
And because that piece of had two sides. I just put it on the wrong side, and there's a right side.
就好像一个木头一样，它有两边，那我只是放错边了。
Right? Because if you think about it, as an IKEA person, furniture purchaser, I just don't want pictures. I want words along with those pictures.
就好像我作为一个买这个 IKEA 家具的这人，我需要的不是图片的说明，我需要的是文字很清楚的说明。
I want words to describe what I should exactly do, like screw A into B by using this particular, you know, like thing. Then it shows you this little microscopic like picture of what screw to use. And they all look alike. There's like three screws, but they all look alike.
因为图片有很多都看起来都是很像的，我希望是很清楚的文字的说明，让我知道是用哪一个东西放在哪一个上面。
But that's what God does. Instead of just giving us an illustration, He gives us words to describe who He is.
同样的，神就是用他的话语，让我们能够明白神是一位怎么样的神。
And He gives us this instruction book of how to learn more about Him.
让我们有个很清楚的这个指示，让我们知道神他是怎么样的一位神。
And who He is, and what purposes does He have?
他是一位什么样的神？那他有什么样的目的？
And just like this morning, as Elder Calvin shared, it's like a love letter.
就好像是Calvin 长老今天早上在祷告会跟我们分享的圣经，就对我们来说就是像是一封情书一样。
The Bible is a love letter for us.
是神给我们的一个情书。
It tells us about an awesome God.
让我们看见神，他是一位令人敬畏的神。
Who loves us unconditionally?
他是无条件的爱我们。
To die for us.
为我们死。
And says that He is Emmanuel, says, I am with you.
所以也就是他的名字与我们同在的神。
So then why aren't we awestruck about God today?
为什么我们今天却没有这种对神充满敬畏呢？
Because we don't put ourselves in a position to be awe-filled.
因为我们没有把自己放在去敬畏神的这样位置上面。
We think of God like the internet.
我们把神看作就好像是电这些网络一样。
When something isn't loading or refreshing, we kind of like hit our phone, like, why is this not loading?
当我们在下载网页的时候，如果没有看到马上出现的话，我们会怎么做？我们就会不断的去按这个更新的键。
Or we try to hit that little button up there that says refresh, refresh. Why is it not loading? Like maybe Black Friday, you're trying to buy something, you're like, refresh, refresh.
就好像黑色星期五我们想要买东西，为什么还没有下载下来？我们不断的去按这个更新的键。
We want things too instantaneously.
我们要所有事情就是立即就有，立即发生。
That's the first reason why we're not awestruck by God.
我想这就是我们没有把自己放在敬畏神的这个位置上的第一个原因。
The second is because we settle for the creation rather than the creator.
第二个是我们甘于创造胜于这个创造者，创造主。
We settle for things that are we think is awesome but not really awesome.
我们甘于就是觉得是很奇妙惊异的事情，而不是真正这位创造的主。
Right? Because we see it all the time through Instagram or Pinterest.
我们很喜欢去追逐在这个网络上面的这些非常好看的这些图相片。
But if you think about it, most of us here probably don't have this cool account that everyone's following us. We're following everybody else.
我想就像我们大部分人，我们自己并没有一个很令人追逐的这些的账户，我们都是在追逐别人的。
In a sense, we've kind of cheapened the word awesome.
所以我们是把这个敬畏呢，其实是把它廉价化了。
Third way we are not awestruck by God is because we fail to connect what is awesome to the awesome one.
第三个是说到我们的敬畏其实并不在于这位令人敬畏的神。
We fail to connect those things that are amazing with God.
因为我们并不是对于神他令人奇妙的事情来敬畏。
Anything that is beautiful, anything that is redemptive, it points back to God.
那其实所有美好的事物都是指向神。
I mean, think about it.
那我们想想。
Think about it. The posts that I would have, right, on my Instagram, like, let's say of Thanksgiving,
好像
I don't take a picture of me, I take a picture of all the food, right? I make a video.
好像我们在感恩节的时候，我们拍的这些桌上的这个满桌的这些非常好吃的食物。
Hashtag amazing food.
然后呢，我们所用的标题呢是非常
Hashtag amazing food. That's okay, that's okay.
我们写的标题就是非常不可思议的食物。
When we should probably say hashtag God's provision.
我们应该写的标题应该是神所供应的丰富的食物。
But that doesn't sound cool.
但是呢，如果是这样我们写的话呢，就感觉不是很酷。
Right? We should say hashtag OMG.
啊，我们可能会用的是 OMG 我的神。
Hashtag mind blown.
或者是啊，这个令人。
Give me a hard time translating today, as you can see. I love him so much.
完全没有办法想象。
But these are the things that we should be asking, right?
其实我们应该好好问问我们自己。
Right? If we think about it, maybe like, on last Friday at Thanksgiving sharing, you heard someone share this amazing thing. You should write hashtag grateful to God.Hashtag OMG. That's how you should use OMG.
我们要想想我们什么时候用到我的神啊这样的一个字。那我们在上周感恩节晚餐的时候听到别人的分享，我们是否用想到的是我的神，奇异的神。
When God lights your fire, lights your heart on fire.
当我们的神在我们心里面燃起这样的火花。
God revived.
是神在做工。
Maybe this. You heard that your friend became a follower of Christ.
当我们听到我们的朋友他成为一个基督的跟随者。
You can say hashtag revived heart. Or you can say, wow, God took a heart of stone and made it into flesh. That's hashtag OMG.
我们会没想到这是奇异的神，令人惊讶的神。那他让一个实心成为一个肉心。
Maybe you struggle with a sin, and for that day, God helped you not struggle with that sin. That should be hashtag God's miracle.
什么是神的敬畏？当我们想到我们原来是在罪里面沉沦的时候，但神让我们在那一天我们去面对这个罪，这就是敬畏的神的敬畏，让我们敬畏的神。
Maybe as a husband.You can say hashtag OMG and take a picture of flowers being dropped off to your wife. Instead of the wife taking the picture and saying, you should say hashtag OMG.
那对同样的对一个丈夫来说什么是我的神，那就是当丈夫愿意去买花给太太的时候，这样的一个时刻就是神的时刻。
Okay, so if we're not an all-filled church, we are a all-full church.
如果我们不是一个敬畏的教会，我们就成为一个很糟糕的教会。
Okay, so be an all-filled church, not an all-full church.
所以我们要成为一个敬畏的教会，而不是成为一个糟糕的教会。
All right, last point, overflowing church.
好，最后一点是讲到我们要成为一个充满的教会。
Overflow comes from being devoted and all-filled.
这是讲到一个充满的教会，它是因为前面它先有成为一个忠实的教会，成为一个敬畏的教会，它才能够成为一个充满的教会。
And because they were overflowing, they began to share things.
因为他们开始彼此在分享，以至于他们可以洋溢出来。
They're sharing their goods and they're sharing about God.
他们能够彼此分享他们的财物，他们能够彼此分享他们的神。
Those are usually signs that you're overflowing. You're sharing things, right? Usually when you have a house full of stuff.Right? You're overflowed with house. Guess what? You share with others, right?
为什么他们是一个充满的？因为他们能够彼此分享，这是一个充满的里面所一个表现。
You see this with our parents. If you have an overflow of children's toys, guess where it comes to? It comes to church. We overflow the nursery.
那我们可以看到，如果说今天有父母亲把玩具带到教会来，那表示他们家是玩具是充满的，所以他们带到教会来。
It's because you want to. It's not because you have too much stuff. It's because you want to.Contribute or help others.
不是因为你有太多了，拥有太多了，而是你想要能够贡献，你想要分享。
You're in a partnership with them.
因为你跟他是一个伙伴的关系。
You want to share because you want to share life with them.
你之所以想要分享，因为你在生命当中有分享。
You want to do life together because you want to do it because you're devoted to each other.
你这样做是因为你是生活在一起。
Now this is not socialism, okay?
这不是一个社会主义。
Socialism is when the government comes in and tells you you have to share.
啊，社会主义是政府强制你一定要去跟别人分享。
Right, you may see that in the democratic debates. Okay, socialism.
我们可以看到在政治上的这些争辩，什么是社会主义。
You would want to ask that congressperson, so if I were to go in your house and take $1 million from you right now, that's okay, right? Because you want to share.
就好像啊，这些政客里面说的，如果你问他，这个州议员说，我到你的家要拿这个100万的话，应该是没问题的，因为你说要分享。
No, the Church of Acts, they were sharing because they were freely wanted to share.
但是在教会里面，我们所说的这个分享是讲到是心甘情愿的分享。
When they were filled by God, they wanted to start helping others.
因为他们被神所拥有的啊充满了，所以他们愿意拿出来与人分享。
Goods became a meaning to share or show off God's grace.
啊，而是要能够展现出神给我们的恩典。
When the person had a need, the other person already showed up with that item.
当有人有需要的时候，另外一个人就马上把他所需要的这东西就带到他面前。
When one person was sick, the other person was already knocking on the door with a bowl of soup.
当一个人生病的时候，另外一个人就已经带一碗汤来敲他的门。
When somebody dropped their iPhone, somebody already had that new iPhone 11 out there for them.
当有人掉了一个iPhone 的手机的时候，马上就把自己最新的 iPhone 11给他。
That would be a pretty cool church, huh?
如果这个教会有这样子的话，就非常好。
We are responsible to give God's grace to each other.
我们应该是要彼此能够把神所给我们的很负责任的去彼此分享。
Right, there's this responsibility part. Like, we always think there's this necessity part, but there's this responsibility part.
我们只有想到需要的这部分，其实还有另外一部分，就是是必须是责任的部分。
Right, a lot of times we like to receive, right, but we need to.
很多时候我们只想到要得到，但我们没有想到我们需要跟别人分享。
Well, here's how we can do it practically three ways.
所以在这里有没有很实际的几个事情我们可以做
？First is in your small group.
第一个就是在我们的小组里面。
When you're in your small group.Listen to people when they share.
我们要仔细的聆听。当别人在分享的时候，我们要仔细聆听。
Look at them.
我们要眼睛要望着他。
Nod your head, not because you're sleeping.
我们要点头，不是表示我们睡着了，是我们同意他说的。
Put down your phone.
把我们的手机能够放下来。
Okay, so this is not how you should listen to them.Okay,
当别人分享的时候，不是我们自己对着手机，然后一直在看。
Write it down.
我们要把别人所分享的能够把它记下来。
Isn't it nice when someone writes something down while you're sharing?
如果我们在讲的时候，别人把它记下来，你不觉得这是很好的一件事吗？
When's the last time that probably happened?
我们想想看，在小组里面，什么时候是我们上一次发生这样的事情？
When you wrote down something that says, "Oh, that person needs prayer," and you wrote it down.
当别人需要祷告的时候，你把它写下来。
You didn't draw that little picture with the funny face.
你可能
actually wrote down this person needs prayer.
你不是在上面乱涂鸦画，而是真的是把别人所需要的代祷事情把它写下来。
Isn't it nice when someone writes something down?
当你在说的时候，别人记下来，你不觉得这是一件很美好的一件事吗
？And it's actually something that you can do. You can actually give to them.
而且呢，还能够实际的能够给他一个东西。
Secondly, a practical thing is the care for someone in their small group.
第二个，我们实际可以在小组里面能够去关心一个人的。
When someone in your small group needs something or needs caring for,
他们有需要的时候，他们需要被照顾的时候
，go and care for them.
我们就去关心他们。
If your person you know is eating ramen for the third night in a row, cook them a meal and give it to them.
如果有一个人吃连续三天都在吃方便面的话，那你就。煮些什么东西给他
？Give them vegetables, give them meat, give them something.
给他蔬菜，给他一些肉。除了方便面以外的事。
Here's something very easy to do. Care for anybody in the church.
另外一个，我们可以去关心教会里面的任何一个人。
Simply by just saying hi.
很简单的一件事情，我们只要跟他们说 hi， 打招呼。
你好。Okay, sorry.
Say hi.
I just love this guy. So, you don't need the welcome team to welcome you into this church.
我们不需要是招待来做这些事情。
We are this church, so we welcome those.
我们是教会，我们是教会里面的每一个人，我们应该来主动的去关心，去打招呼。
Next, they shared their love for God.
接下来我们看到他们对神的爱。
They received this with joy and gladness.
他们领受的是带着一个欢喜快乐的心。
Why? Because they were making an eternal destination for their friend.
因为他们所做的是有永恒的果效。
We should be asking ourselves when we meet up with people, is what we're doing have something to do with eternity in nature?
我们要想想问问我们自己，当我们跟别人在见面的时候，我们在一起所做的事情是否就有永恒的果效？
Especially if they don't know Jesus.
特别是他们还不认识神的时候，耶稣的时候。
The Church of Acts, their love for God spelled out.
在使徒行传第二章里面的这个教会，他们对神的爱从他们里面可以看见他们表现出来。
They not only loved one another, but they loved others.
他们不光是彼此相爱，他们还爱其他的人。
No wonder the Lord added to their number each day.
难怪神会把得救的人天天加给他们。
Why? Because others saw this amazing love and this amazing grace.
因为他们其他的人看见奇妙的神迹，也在他们当中看见奇妙的爱。
Let me conclude with this story.
让我用一个故事来做一个结束。
Some of you might have heard this already. It's called the graduation story.
也许有些人已经听过这一个故事，这是讲到一个毕业的一个故事。
It's a story about a student.
这故事讲到一个学生。
And a student saw a friend of his. He was walking across the quad.
那他看到一个学生呢？他看到一个朋友，就是从这个教室走出去。
And his friend had a backpack full of books, and then he was carrying 5 books in his hands.
这个他看到一个人呢，就是背的就是整个书包的书，手上还拿着好几本的书在捧在手上。
Then he saw some other people run across this way and knock his friend down.
那他看到另外一群的学生呢，他们就是一面走过去，然后呢把这个学生撞倒了。
So the student went over and helped pick up his friend's books.
所以这个学生看见了，他就去帮助他，然后帮他把书捡起来。
His friend said, "Thanks."
被帮助人他就说谢谢。
And they started to walk the books home together.
所以他们就一起拿着这些书帮助他带回家。
And after that day, they started hanging out more and meeting up for coffee.
就在那一天之后，他们开始有更多的来往，然后一起喝咖啡等等。
Eventually, this boy became the valedictorian of the class.
结果呢，这个男孩呢，最后呢，却成为被帮助的这个男孩，结果却成为毕业典礼这个荣誉的致辞的学生。
And usually, as a valedictorian, you give a speech that thanks everyone who made a difference in your life.
通常在毕业典礼代表毕业生致辞的这个学生呢，通常是在讲这一生当中他有哪些人他要感谢的。
Instead of sharing about a professor and sharing about other things,
他不是感谢他们的老师，他也不是感谢其他的事情。
This boy began to share about his friend.
这个荣誉的毕业生，他就来开始感谢他的朋友。
He talked about the day he carried his books home.
他就开始讲那一天他为什么会带着这些书回家。
Because originally he was carrying his books home because he wanted to kill himself.
他为什么要带这些书回家呢？因为他那一天他想要自杀。
He didn't want his mom to have to go to school to bring those books home.
他不想要让他自杀之后，他妈妈还要来到学校来整理他的这个置物箱。
And the valedictorian looked over at his friend and said, "Thank you for saying hello."
所以他就在毕业致辞的时候，对着他朋友说：“谢谢你在那一天帮助了我。”
That's exactly what Christ has done for us.
这也就是耶稣基督他为我们所做的。
We are all on this road to destruction.
我们都走在一个毁灭灭亡的道路上。
And Christ gave us more than a hello.
耶稣基督来，他不光只是给我们打一个招呼。
He gave us his life.
他舍掉他自己的生命。
He gave us his death.
他为我们死。
And he's filling us more with his grace.
他用他的恩典来充满我们。
By us becoming more like him.
使得我们可以越来越像他。
And as we are becoming more like him,
当我们越来越像他的时候，
we are sharing his amazing grace.
我们就可以把他所给我们的奇异的恩典能够跟其他人分享。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
But first, I want to thank you, Lord, for who you are.
神啊，我们要来感谢你，因为你就是这样的一位神。
An amazing God.
你是一位奇异的神。
Also, I just want to pray for all the students that are nearby our campuses this morning.
我们为在我们这些校园的这些学生，我们献上感谢。
And as we get less sunlight, and as the semester gets harder.
当学期快要结束的时候，他们的功课越来越紧的时候，
We know that a lot of pressure and anxiety builds up on our students.
我们知道很多的压力，都临到他们身上。
And sometimes, it gets really tough for them, and they decide to do some unfortunate things.
很多时候，他们觉得承受不了的时候，他们就做一些愚蠢的事情。
I hope that as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们祷告，我们教会里的每一个是福音的使者。
That we would not only pray for our students, but we would also pray for those that are struggling.
不光是为学生们祷告，我们也为这些在挣扎里面的人祷告。
So not just pray for students, but I pray for our families, Lord.
我们也为我们的家庭来祷告。
I pray for our families that are crying for help.
这些正在呼求寻求帮助的这些家庭来祷告。
I pray that we would be a family, a church family that would go and love those that are in need.
让我们的教会成为一个家庭，是一种会去分享、去帮助人的教会。
Because we have an overflow of Christ in us.
因为神的耶稣基督的恩典充满我们。
There's an overflow of love that we want to share.
充满到满溢出来，使得我们要去跟别人分享。
We want to point them.To say, look at Jesus.
让他们能够看见这一切的源头是来自耶稣基督。
He can save.
他能够带来拯救。
Lord, teach us how to be a community that can grow stronger.
求你来帮助我们能够成为一个健壮的群体。
I pray this in Christ's name.
祷告是奉靠主的名。
Amen.
Amen.